what, let's check the chord progression on the chorus. Which ones are you doing? I'm doing different ones. I'll do A minor there. Yeah, we could do it.
Just even half up, or what do you think? One up, maybe?
Let's try the one.
You gotta hit the power socket on the wall first. It might be turned off. Can we just skip the E minor? Through.
Thank you.
weird, but I'm not sure how any other way you're going to run that those two into each other.
Yeah.
Without making it really obvious to get into a different rhythm.
Yeah.
So that's normally 3/4.
Oh Lord my God. Oh. Like muck around with more slow bits or something.
Yeah, no, I mean definitely. Hold on, let me just find. Check. Just go for a section.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God sings.
Why don't we do that coming out of like acapella.
Yeah, I think the less we can do, the better on it.
And then we come back in the second time round, like singing the second time, starting to bring
then
in
build it,
the
yeah.
rhythm more.
Nice, I probably won't even play then. Well, I'll just do fills or something.
Yeah, maybe. And then when we do like verse one, kind of, what about verse two? I'll try and drop out the guitar. Like, I'll play it, but I'll play it lightly. And what about like maybe like a pad sort of thing? Like, just
sure.
to differentiate. Like in,
or I could just do full keyboard. That's the other alternative.
What?
Like just a lot more old piano like. So if you cut away guitar,
yeah.
it's kind of just piano. Well, I mean both, whatever.
I just thought, will that change the dynamic? Just the sound?
Yeah, probably just the sound.
Might take verse two down again and then build right back up for
okay,
verse
sure.
three. Kind yeah. of big kind of crescendo.
Right, actually, can you photocopy just all the songs, Tim?
Sorry. Oh, sure, sorry.
Maybe we'll just do it now. Just so I've got. I know the chords, which is the words. And Healer as well. I'm not going to do anything there. I believe you're my healer. How great thou art, healer, how great is our God,
yeah.
and made me glad.
What's the word?
Made me glad.
You are made glad. I'll do one more.
Bless the Lord forever. I don't know if A is going to be too high for how great thou art. Oh, I guess that's what it's put it. Oh no, we can change it. We're not yet. Sorry, I thought we were going from healer to how great thou art.
No. I thought it started on the C rather than on the D.
Oh, okay.
But I don't think so.
The option there is to go back to G. Oh, G's all I need. Because they hold on to C.
Oh, of course, there's only one verse. Yeah. Oh, let's give it a go and see what it's like.
All right.
See, you won't win.
did. What's
the, where do the chords hit on the
okay,
first?
Okay, I've got enough. I believe you're more than a D for C.
Actually, I meant the first two lines of the chorus.
So G, 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 you're my healer, E minor. I believe you are D, I C, D, C, D, G.
Inclined to go back.
Where do you go with that nothing is impossible? Because for us, we can't really go up from there.
Yeah. Well, we could cut away from it, is the other option.
Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible for you. Nothing is impossible for you.
It's a bit off the beat. Actually comes on the first beat of the next line, and then you start nothing on the next one.
So it's.
No, four. So nothing is impossible for you. Nothing.
It's really quick. It is that kind
well,
of.
No, the U actually is the first. It's the first beat of the next line.
Yeah.
And then you just rush to nothing.
Yeah.
So two alternatives with the nothing. We can either cut it away and build up like that, or you can actually just keep up the intensity and then on the return, and so I believe you're my healer, cut away. It makes sense.
It's just a really nice kind of words. I wouldn't like to kind of miss it in through lack of differentiation, though.
Well, yeah, you could argue it's the climax, and then
it kind of nerdy is.
Yeah, but then you could argue that you should just keep up the intensity. I think it works either way.
Okay, why don't we try it, keeping up the intensity?
Okay. So I believe
you. Yeah. On that,
kind of you like hold the U, kind of as the.
Oh, then you. And
bit, and then
sure, sure.
Over.
Yeah, let's try it. Yeah, let's try. Let's try.
Like there is that kind of loss in that word. Can put it back in.
Okay, so we try. Jesus, you're all I need. Go from there.
Yeah, and then let's go all the way back to the chorus re-entry. Just
sure.
Actually, only do nothing is impossible three times. Mm-hmm. Oh, you want to repeat it? Well, I think the two options are if you want to keep up the intensity, you can't repeat it.
The other thing is we do it six times, and then you hold the world in my hand as the. The seventh. So instead of doing doing two sets of the three and then going into the.
Okay, I don't think we could do that if we go intense. We're going to do that if we cut away. Because there's two versions. One is like where we keep up the intensity, yeah. And then we
actually
go
maybe what we do is we just do it the once and go back into the cut chorus, and then just keep it right down and sing it sing out on
that.
Nothing is impossible.
Yeah. Okay. Let's try the whole set then.
Oh, let's just try and get the second bit then. So, take it from Jesus, you're all I need. Jesus, you're all I need. Nothing is impossible for you. Nothing is impossible for you. Nothing is impossible for you.
To keep up the slow bit the whole way.
Because it's kind of.
Yeah.
Because actually, it's just that there's. It's very intense vocally, and it just doesn't sit. Like, there's no gaps there.
Yeah. You can't keep it up that long. So I think we'll either do that way and then don't re-enter the refrain, mm-hmm. or we try and do the cutaway at the refrain. You can still do the cutaway afterwards as well.
Yeah, the other thing you do is, as we did, coming back in and then just...
Do it again.
Like, yeah. Actually,
maybe this is too much. Well, we're doing it in 10. Okay, at the current. Well, I still think there's two options. One option is we We just keep doing. We did it as we did then.
Yeah.
Except we don't try and do nothing as possible twice. The other one is which we haven't practiced yet, is the intense chorus cut away
into
nothing as possible, but then do nothing as possible six times and do a build up again.
Actually, I prefer what we've just done. Thank you.
Okay.
So I'm happy with that. So we're gonna go verse one, chorus, verse one, double chorus. Nothing is impossible. Back in the chorus.
Yep, how do we end? And then just keep it low till the end. I can do the change.
It's like we're at a... We start.
One, two.
Just need to be careful.
One, two.
Because kind of...
One, two.
We're in, we're one, two. I don't want to be too up for that.
Yeah, I hear. Yeah, I think I was pushing too much.
Because I might go into... Jesus, you are...
One, two.
Actually take it from just the chorus of that again, kind of just doing a double. So once kind of the ending chorus made me glad. Okay. So once up and then once I bring it right down, and we'll try and slide it into this.
All right, sure.
My shield, my strength, my portion, deliverer, my shelter, strong tower, my very presence, help in times of need. Oh, my shield, my strength, my portion, deliverer, my shelter, strong tower, my very prison, help in times of
Thank you.
Can we try the "How great is our God, how great thou art"?
To transition?
Huh?
The transition or what?
Yeah. When and where and how and who and stuff.
Okay, so it'll be like verse 1 chorus, verse 2 chorus. I'm probably going to skip the "Name above all names."
Yeah, why not?
I think it might just drag too much otherwise.
Yeah, yeah. It's hard to do without drums.
So verse 1 chorus, verse 2 chorus, verse 1 double chorus, and then straight into "Then Sings Myself."
Wow, so much. Okay.
Well, you...
I would have done less "How great is our God." I guess as well. Yeah. I just want mixing back and forth. Sorry? Actually, whatever. Yeah,
yeah, and I think that's good, because otherwise it might just seem very short.
Okay.
Okay, so why don't we take it from the chorus into the other chorus?
Yeah.
And then we say we're going to cut this quite down, so maybe like a pad under it the first time going in, and then build on verse 1.
Okay.
Okay. Oops. How great. My son.
So you know how verse 2 are doing the pads?
Yeah.
Maybe even just do like, no, you could do guitar, no rhythm.
For what?
For like verse 2 and even the chorus, like don't build up. Otherwise, I think it's pretty repetitive.
Yeah, I understand.
And then I'm even thinking like, it's a lot. I'm very tempted to not do the, only just do verse 1, verse 2 and how great thou God.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be, because it's pretty continuous, right? So even if you go from how great is our God, even if you only did like two verses, it's not going to feel like half a song.
That's true. Why don't we leave?
Because I know it's feeling pretty long. Even by the end of that, I'm going, whoa, we didn't even start in How Great Is That. Like, it just feels like we're not taking a breath, right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I don't know. Why don't we see how it goes
at
the time?
Yeah, play it by ear.
Yeah, play it by ear.
Well, I'd even attempt to cut out a verse of how great they are. Because I just really feel it's long.
Yeah.
I'll cut out a verse.
That's what I mean. We'll see how it goes. We might take out. It's actually nice, actually. I like it. Well, actually, I like even just the dynamic of just the two of us.
Yeah, it's alright.
Like, I like the big band, but it's nice just to sometimes have it broken down as well.
Yeah, see that.
We can replace this at a reasonable price to get some towards that limit.
Oh, you could. What, yeah.
Move it, manipulate it where it's.
1, 2.
Well, I want to get one that goes across. Split it into three, depending on. Yeah, that'd be luxury. We'll keep the plan. Yeah.
1, 2, that's it.
Thank you. sweetest sound. Lord, this heart is reaching for you now. And to your throne I'll bring devotion. May it be the sweetest sound. Lord, this heart is reaching for you now. So I set my sights upon you, set my life upon your praise, never looking to another way. These eyes are on you, you alone will be my passion.
Yeah. 1, 2, 1, 2, there, brilliant. Anyway, good evening, those who have made it this evening. It's great to see you, and it's great to see new faces. You're very, very welcome. It's lovely having you here. And good seeing you guys. Welcome, excellent. We can almost do a personal touch. I can almost sit next to you and give you a card or something, but it's, well, it's great having you here this evening, and I'm sure you'll be commiserating me in the football this afternoon, which is an absolute disaster, wasn't it? Who saw the game? Yeah, it was very sad. I know, it's dreadful, wasn't it? But anyway, that's we've got that one out of the way. So what we're going to do this evening is we're going to have, in a minute, we're going to have a time of worship. And we're just going to push into the Lord as we always do. We're then going to have a little break to say hello to each other. We're going to have a talk and then an opportunity to see what the Lord wants to do. So I'm just going to share a couple of verses before we start. And I was thinking, as I was preparing this evening, of two things. And two things that the Lord absolutely loves in his people. One of them is humility, and the second is unity. And I just want to read a couple of verses which really capture God's intention for us as God's people. And it says this in Ephesians. As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you've received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. And there's another verse here that goes and says this. If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with the Spirit in any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose, doing nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility, consider others better than yourselves. It's a nice challenging beginning of the service, isn't it? But it's a wonderful thing when you meet people who are, you know, just full of that sense of, you know, that, who are, you know, who are humble and who are, you know, really, you know, people who really seek the unity of the body, and it just makes such a difference in all we do. And there's a wonderful prayer that Jesus says in John 17, and we'll be familiar with this one, but we're going to look at this one as well, if I can find it. It's here somewhere. And so the Jesus prayer says this. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, that the world may believe that you have sent me. I've given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one, I and them, and you and me. May they be brought to complete unity to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. So let's just stand and let's just take a moment just to let those words sink in and those things of humility and unity. And there's many times in our walk that we haven't been either. And let's just take a moment as we invite the Lord to just reveal those things in us that we just need to maybe just put right with him so that we can maintain the unity of the body and that we can represent ourselves correctly before the Lord. And so, Lord, we want to thank you so much for your incredible humility as you laid your life down on our behalf for us. We thank you, Lord, for what you've done for us upon the cross. We thank you, Lord, that you emptied of yourself in order that you could get alongside people like us. And Lord, I want to pray this evening, Lord, as we enter into your space, Lord, that we would... you would just help us, Lord, to walk in the right way.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, Lord.
Thank you, Father, Lord. So, Lord, we just want to pray now that you would lead us into your presence. We pray now, Lord, through your worship, Lord, that we give you your worth, what is worth, Lord, that your worship, Lord. Let's pray, Lord, that as we push in, Lord, that you'd meet with us.
Why don't we just take a second just to say hello to the person beside us, and just as we were talking about unity there, that we're actually coming together to worship our God. This is just a sense of community. Just say hello to someone beside you you haven't met. Just shake their hands, greet them. You know, let them know that you're there as well. We're doing this as a group. We just ask as we just come together just as a group of people just to worship you, God. Pray that you'd just put your spirit on it, God, and that you just enable us just to worship you, God, and just to focus on you with all of our minds, God. At his voice. Jesus, you're all I need. was in Shalimar. Worthy is the land that once was slain to receive all glory, power, and praise. With your blood you purchased us for God. Jesus, you are worthy. That is what you are. Jesus, you are mercy. Jesus, you are justice. Jesus, you are worthy. That is what you are. Died alone to save me. You rose so you could raise me. You did this all to make me chosen child of God. Worthy is the Lamb that once was slain to receive all glory, power, and praise. With your blood you purchased us for God. Jesus, you are worthy. That is what you are.
You're worthy.
So, Lord, we want to just say thank you so much for who you are, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you that you are just so worthy, Lord. You are the one who could open, the only one who could open that scroll, Lord. And, Lord, we want to give you thanks and praise. And I was wondering if there's anybody who'd like to come and just, you know, because we've got so much to be thankful for, haven't we? And I just want to encourage anyone who has got something particularly they want to say thank the Lord for, because it's always good to acknowledge the Lord, isn't it? It's good to testify of the good things he has done for us, and it's good to do it in amongst God's people. So has anyone got anything they'd like to say thank you for the Lord for? Won't be looking at anybody, but... say thank you for Germany.
Well, as some of you know, after being in the church for 9 years, leading the prison ministry here, I moved to Australia about, 5 months ago. There's two things, I suppose, I'd say. One, it's been great for me, and I've been very, very lucky in that I've got a church there. I'm still building friendships, and it's great being back and being among people I really know rather than, friends I'm just starting to make. But at the same time, it's the right place for where I am. And a lot of people have commented just how much I look as if the burdens are off. At the same time, I was back here in the prisons, as those of you who might guess this morning. And it's just great seeing this new members of that group, this prisoners who've been through very difficult times, rough sentences, all of that, yet their heart is still looking to God and trying to seek him. Amidst the rough and tumble of their daily lives, the fact that they're in prison, some of them perhaps feeling, maybe I should be out by now, that there's injustice. And also that there's new people in the group who've come and whose lives are being changed, I'm sure. Although I can't actually tell with them whether their lives are being changed. You'd have to ask Kendrick or Philip on that score. So, yeah.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Andrew. That's wonderful. That's encouraging, isn't it? Just to hear the Lord, what the Lord is doing. And it was a wonderful ministry, the prison ministry. It's been a fantastic blessing to the prison and to the church. And has anyone else got anything they want to say thank you for? I know it sounds a funny thing, but it's such a powerful thing when we honour the Lord with what he's doing in our lives and thank him for that. And so, anyone else got something particular the Lord has done, something that encourages us, something that builds us up, something that reminds us that God's alive and kicking? Anyone else got anything? So on that note, before we have our collection and before we have our notices, let's just take a moment just to say hello to those around us, and then we'll be back in a few minutes, okay?
is your unfailing love. Your cross is spoken mercy over me. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no hearts could fully know how glorious, how beautiful. Skies, your mighty works displayed for all to see. The beauty of your majesty awakes my heart to see how marvelous, how wonderful.
So if you find your seat, that'd be wonderful. Thank you so much. We're going to do the collection in a minute. Before we do that, we're going to just do one notice. And it's this, is that not next week, but the week after, it's the World Cup final. And Ireland will be in it. Oh, no, they won't. Sorry. England will be in it. No, they won't be in it. So it'll be interesting to see who's in it. But anyway, we're going to be having the World Cup final in the church. So we want to invite people to bring people along to it. One of the things we're banning is the vuvuzas, vuvule, or whatever you pronounce it, because, go on, how do you pronounce it? Okay, that's how you pronounce it. One of those things go, So anyway, that and tambourines are going to be banned from the church. So we just want to invite you along that evening. We had it last World Cup about 4 years ago. We had a great laugh. It was really good fun watching it together. And so you can bring your friends and just to hang out. And then next Sunday, over the summer, we're kind of alternating every other week with services because of people being away on holiday and to give people a break. So what we'll do is we'll provide a handout next week of when the services are on. But next week, we're not going to have a service. But the week after, we're having the World Cup final. So in the evening service, that is. In the morning, we'll be having services every single week. So that's how it goes, just to make sure. So next week in the evening, we're going to have a service. The following week is the World Cup. And in the morning, we're having services all the way through the summer. So there you go. So if I could just ask the small groups who are going to do the collection, that'd be great. And then after that, I'm going to invite Scott up. He's going to share with us, which would be fantastic. Here, Lord, we pray that you bless them now, Lord, and multiply them for the furthering of your kingdom. In Jesus' name.
Great. So we're continuing on to the book of Philippians, I think, because Kate shared last week, I think, on chapter 1. So if we turn to chapter 2 of Philippians,
So we're just going to simply finish by offering prayer to anyone who wants to be prayed for. I think there's tea and coffee at the back there for anyone who'd like to.